Hey, witches.
Welcome to The Lion,
The Witch,
and the podcast. We are two mystic Leos discussing spirituality and human condition in the post-pandemic world.
So hop in, witches, for going hexing.
What is up, everyone? I am doing the robot.
Always something going on here, guys.
Always, always something going on. Also, Sean, your hair looks really good today.
Thank you. I washed it.
Oh my God, me too.
Yours looks great too.
Wow. But mine looks like I just washed it. Like I just got out of the shower and put some.
It does. It looks great.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, guys, our sprays are out.
They are. We finally have our spiritual waters out into the world.
You better go get it. You better go get your sprays. And that's like super exciting. The fact that we're expanding. Yeah. And this is like a new product. Like this is like, just so cool. So cool.
Yeah. We tested this for like forever too, just to get them perfect. And I think they came out really well. They might also have a sister product coming along with them soon, but I'll keep that under wraps for now.
So freaking exciting. Everything is happening. Everything's happening. And we want to say thank you to everyone again that, oh my God, literally sold us out on our Practical Magic oils. Thank you so freaking much. Everybody that's found us on TikTok. Seriously, like, oh my God, just so crazy.
I know, so nuts. Thank you so much. We really appreciate all the love and support. And we love to see like the conversation on what people thought Sally and Jillian smelled like. It was so funny and we loved it. A lot of commentary, a lot of conversation, and we love to see that. So thank you guys.
Some of y'all are savage.
Yeah, that, you know, some people I just had to keep scrolling on, but
so funny. But seriously, so freaking thankful. And also, like, while we're on the topic of just like our products and like the podcast and everything, just a heads up, please just give us a rating. I know we usually say this stuff like at the end of the episode, but The Lion, the Witch, and the Podcast, give us a rating. Like, please, like, message us. We want to hear what's going on in your lives. What's up? Like, just want to come talk to us. That's kind of, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Ratings definitely help other people find our podcast, too. Yeah. So if you love our podcast and you want to share that with the world, please do us a solid. You can rate us on Spotify. You can rate us on Apple. I'm not really sure about the other platforms, but I'm sure you can rate us there, too. So, yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Sean, what are we talking about today?
We have a really cool new series we're talking about today. So you know our Simple Spell series, you know our Simple Goddess series. Today we are introducing our Simple Divination series. We have gotten a lot of requests on this type of series, a lot of questions about what kind of divination tools we use and what is, you know, used in the greater community. And we also love to learn about new divination tools, and we have some really exciting episodes coming up. So yeah, welcome. Please give a warm welcome to the divination series.
Yes, what a golf clap. That deserves a golf clap.
truly it does.
truly. And our first like divination thing that we're talking about today are oracle decks.
Yeah, this is something that was specifically asked for by a couple people. Oracle decks are super fun, and they're also like, you know, kind of ambiguous. So they can go like so many different ways. I'm like, what are they? How can they be used? So we're excited to get into this topic today because we are big fans of oracle decks.
Yes, we love them. And should we just dive into it? Do we have any resources?
Yeah, we do have resources. So we'll be talking about a number of decks that we are using today. So I'm going to be discussing the Southern Botanic Oracle by Stacey Williams Ung, the Practical Magic Inner Witch Oracle by Grounded by the Moon, and the Seasons of the Witch Beltane Oracle by Lorraine Anderson and Juliet Diaz. What are you going to be talking about?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to be talking about the Moonology Oracle Deck by Yasmin Bolin and artwork by Nyx Rowan, the Moon Witch Oracle by Cosmic Valeria, and the Cosmic Guidance Oracle Deck by Annie Tarasova. All right. What is an oracle deck? An oracle deck is a deck of divination cards of any number. Unlike your typical tarot deck that follows a structure of numbered majors and suits of minors, although they may look similar, oracle cards act as messengers through their symbols, artwork, or topography to aid the reader in the interpretation of each card based on a meaning assigned by the artist or author of the deck, or the reader's own analysis of the presentation of the cards. This opens endless possibilities, explanations, or predictions the reader may come to. For example, Stacey Williams Ung, author and an illustrator of the Southern Botanic Oracle, says to think of your cards as empty vessels, waiting for you to imbue them with your own meanings, and more importantly, your own spiritual energy. The best oracle and tarot cards are the ones that connect with you and send you messages you feel are especially relevant and poignant. The cards challenge you to be a better version of yourself and to seek higher awareness. If you're using the cards to read for others, take the time to understand the current life situation and what their immediate concerns are. This will help you guide them through the range of meanings and messages offered in the deck.
So to put things simply, tarot and oracle cards are different, but they do have some similarities. Oracle cards are divination cards with different kind of symbols, themes, and that meaning that is associated is either attributed from the author of the deck, or it could be something that is relevant to your own life, you know? Really interesting. I love it. Oracle art can often be interpreted as symbolic for aspects of our lives or challenges we are currently facing. Perceiving the art with a personal situation in mind is a way to read between the lines of our busy lives, to isolate a thought or feeling evoked from an owl in flight, a belladonna flower, or a moon phase, and put it into perspective in our own situations. Perhaps the moon is telling us we need a change. Belladonna is pushing us to see the beauty in the pain, and the owl is asking us to listen to our inner wisdom. Lorraine Anderson and Juliet Diaz, authors of The Seasons of the Witch, Beltane Oracle, say their deck is very inward focused to help you find the encouragement you need to see in your life with fresh eyes. These cards are meant to facilitate new shifts in your perspectives as well as offer clarity. This is why we love to say read your guidebooks. They can set themes for your readings and they can also offer guidance on the symbols used. When it comes down to it, oracle decks are so amazing because it can be completely up to you to ascribe meaning to what you're pulling. We all have different lenses when it comes to divination and different insights. Oracle decks can be strong and poignant tools to use in readings to help us in the development of the decisions we make in our lives. So, like, using that owl for an example, owl, symbol of Athena, wisdom, you know, it could also mean many different things in many different cultures, depending on the theme of the deck. Also, an owl can be a personal symbol for you. Maybe it's a familiar spirit. Maybe it's an ancestor. Maybe it's something that you see a lot in your dreams. You know, there's so many different ways that we can approach a symbol, and those divination decks are ways to kind of connect with our own meanings as well as greater themes in our culture.
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. Also, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but I feel like oracle decks are a lot less intimidating than using tarot decks. I don't know. Like, I feel like, and a lot of the decks that I use, I honestly don't use the books with them, the guidebooks, because the interpretation, it's your interpretation. You could, like you said, like it could be a symbol for anything in your life. And sometimes with tarot, like, yes, each card does have a meaning. So I don't know. I just, whenever like somebody asks me to do a reading for them, or if I bring a certain deck to like a party or anything, I always go with the oracle just because it's easier to read. It's so much faster to like interpret, and like you don't get like a brain fart, because sometimes I get brain farts with tarot. But both are great. But oracles, they're just dope.
Yeah, I agree.
How can an oracle deck be used? There are many spreads you can build with your oracle decks that are individual to the type of reading you want to do, and many deck authors will offer their own favorite spreads for their deck. Spreads can even look like a simple one-card pull to set a theme or goal for the day. But don't sleep on using your cards with other forms of divination as well. Coupling oracle cards with tarot decks can deepen the dimensions of your reading. Using oracle cards to confirm pendulum readings, tea leaf readings, ruin or bone throws are also excellent ways to cross-check the responses you're getting. Even meditating on the themes of the cards is a fantastic way to work with them. The possibilities are endless.
This is something I really like doing. I love, like, if I'm reading for someone else, I love to read with both a tarot deck and an oracle deck. Like,
oh, I know.
And I'll kind of do like a corresponding, the corresponding decks with each other. So a lot of times I like to read with the, I like to read for other people with the Modern Witch tarot. And I like to couple that with the Ancestors deck that I have. It's the Vintage Wisdom deck. I call it the Ancestor deck because it's something I use to connect with my ancestors. Vintage Wisdom's deck. And I've coupled those a couple times and I feel like they're really complementary. So I'll pull the tarot. I'll pull like maybe a 4-card spread or a 5-card spread for a person. And then I'll go in with maybe like 3 or 4 of those oracle cards to kind of like center down on themes, you know? So if I pull like, you know, let's say the Hermit card for someone, I want to see like what themes are intersecting with that, you know, necessity to go inward here. Why are we going inward? Do we need to go inward? Is it reversed? Should we be assessing why we're spending so much time inwards instead of outwards? Things like that. So maybe there's like some kind of ancestral message that can come through, some kind of spirit message. Maybe there's some kind of spirit contact. Maybe there's something you're just straight up ignoring from just that one idea that the tarot card is presenting. So I really like to use them together.
I think it's genius. And you used to do that with me all the time when I first started getting into tarot and oracle decks. So yes.
Yes, we love it. All right. Yes. Well, this next section is going to be a little more free flow.
Yeah.
So we talked about what the cards are, how to use them, or a couple different ways to use them. There are a multitude. But we thought it would be cool to go through 3 different decks that we have. And these are only 3. We have so many Oracle decks and it's hard to pick favorites. So many. But we did narrow them down to 3 that we wanted to talk about a little more. And we're just going to discuss a few things, few aspects of these decks that we like, how they've pushed us, how they've expanded us. So I'll start with my first deck. My first deck is the Southern Botanic Oracle by Stacey Williams Ung. And I'm just going to open the deck up right now. Sorry if it's a little loudy. But I just absolutely love these cards and I'm just going to hold them in my hands and shuffle as I discuss them. So the theme of this deck is magical plants of the American South and their languages, along with the folk meanings ascribed to them by the locals. I really wanted to connect deeper with the flora of the American South. This deck has also been highly recommended to me by our friend Alexa Bronco of the Brujas Tomb. I know that this deck is very special to her for reasons that you can go back and listen to our episode with her if you want. She goes into detail about that there. But I have just been loving this deck from afar. Stacey Williams Ung has 2 decks. She has, I believe it's the Southern Gothic Oracle. I think that's what the original deck is called, or just a Southern Oracle, where she presents themes of like aspects of the South, you know, so like kind of maybe even stereotypical aspects of the South, but she goes into them more in depth around folklore, around local meanings, around why it's important to the people of the South. So like sweet tea, peach cobbler, things like that. She also has an expansion pack that are like local cryptids essentially, and like ghosts of the South. I really am enthusiastic about that. I want to get that next. But I have the Botanical Oracle because I am a botanical queen, and I also have the Poisons expansion pack, and I'm obsessed. All my favorite poison plants are in there. We all know I love the poison path. So that's kind of the theme around the deck. This deck, the feeling evoked by this deck, it's so warm and sunny. It feels like the lazy, hazy days of summer to me. Like, it feels like how your skin is cushioned in that blanket of heat in the summertime and like the humid areas of the world. but the lush plants are all around you, creating this like canopy of vibrant color against the sunlight. And although you do, you feel alone, you feel like you're going inward. You kind of do feel like this hermit sense when you're like connecting with this deck, but it's comfortable and it's peaceful. And it's just like a lazy summer afternoon. I love it. The guidebook is super great as well. It's very comprehensive. It's got an emphasis on that Southern folklore, which I love and I want to learn more about. It's also respective of all cultures. It does go through the different cultures that are present in the South, like Indigenous cultures, Hoodoo cultures, but it's very authentic and visceral in the descriptions. You know, it doesn't try and trespass anywhere it's not supposed to be. The author also isn't afraid to call out the eccentricities and problems of Southern thinking while meditating on the magic surrounding it. So it's definitely very authentic. How this deck has added to my divination practices, this deck is very, very serious when I'm working with it. It is not for the faint of heart. I will just say that right now, especially with the introduction of the poison expansions. I think that has something to do with the poisons, but because I get called out every single time I use this deck with a poison card. But I think it's also just like, it's so informative and lovely. It has a very bright feeling to it, but it also just like, it's very like real, you know, it's very genuine. Doesn't play games or pussyfoot around with me. It tells it like it is. To everyone that it speaks to, it's spoken to my friend as well. I've used this deck to read to my friend, and it did not pussyfoot around with her either. So really funny. It connects on a level that is unmatched. Like it's you're kind of like you're speaking to the darkness within, but like that darkness is familiar. It's the shadow. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's those parts you don't want to face. I would say this is a great deck for shadow work. What have I learned from working with this deck? I've really become hardened working with this deck, and maybe that's just the time of my life that it's come in for me, and the time of my life that I've connected with it. I've gone through a lot of changes, I've gone through a lot of hardships, but I think working with this deck has helped me become more willing to face those hard truths. And then my favorite spreads for working with this deck, I actually really do like working with this deck with my close friends and only my close friends. I'm not going to read for strangers with this deck. I'm only going to read for the people who are really close to me. I really enjoy pulling three diagonal cards. So like I'll kind of face the person that I'm reading for and I'll do like kind of a group reading. So I'll pull three diagonal cards for me. I'll line it up to face them diagonally. One in the middle that represents us both, and then three cards for them. So it's kind of like seven cards just all lined up, and we both have cards, and it kind of like intersects. It's kind of like a friendship deck, you know? It's like good for reading for friends. And then do I use this deck in tandem with any other divination tools? So I've used this deck, like I said earlier, that I use oracle cards and tarot decks together sometimes as complementary divination tools. I use this deck with my Dark Days tarot deck. The reading was very harrowing, but it was needed. So I'm not going to say it was a little freaky, but sometimes that's how divination is and you have to accept it where it is. And know that, you know, you are the one that is taking steps. This is not like I wouldn't say divination is for predicting the future. It's for reading the present. It can absolutely discuss themes of certain paths that might lead to the future, but I think it's very much a way to assess our current struggles, our current challenges. So yes, I used it with Dark Days. I love Dark Days, another like kind of creepy internal shadowy deck, but they went well together. So overall, I love this deck. I will give it a 10 out of 10. I think that it's perfect for any green witch or anybody interested in flora, anybody willing to get their ass handed to them, because sometimes Oracle does that to you and Tarot does that to you. But yeah, I'm going to pass the mic to you now to go through your first deck.
Yes. Okay. So my first deck, also number one, that deck is literally you to a T. Like
I love it.
Yeah, no, it's literally YouTube. I mean, it's fucking green. Like, it's literally YouTube.
Yes, it is. It literally is green. There's an oak leaf on the back. Yeah, it's green. I love it.
And my first deck is the Moonology Oracle deck by Yasmin Bolin and the artwork by Nyx Rowan. And this was one of my first Oracle decks ever. And it's such a special place in my heart because obviously it's getting advice from the moon and all of her cycles while we go through all the cycles of our lives. So I love to use this during, obviously, the full moon and the new moon. Like, that's when Celine is, like, really fucking talking to me. Like, sometimes I'll even go outside, like, during a full moon. And, you know, Celine and I will just sit and chit-chat and talk. And, like, I'll use the deck with her. Just me and her. We're just trying to figure things out. And this deck is so fucking cool because it is so in tune with Celine. Like, she has so many different sides of her through all of the zodiac signs. And which is very much like us in real life. Like, I mean, everybody was feeling the full moon in Leo. Like, we wanted to fucking, like, rip our heads off. The energy, that makes sense. It totally makes sense. And Celine was trying to tell us, like, okay, we got some fire energy going on. Like, let's do this. And I even love the full moon and Leo card in this deck. It's so fucking powerful. It's this bright gold full moon with this lioness face, like, in the middle. And it's just so fucking beautiful. It's just, the colors, the cards uses, and the imagery of the moon cycles, like, it makes me drool. It's so fucking good. But it's so dark and has equal masculine and feminine energy in this deck. Like, I don't know. I just fucking love it. I fucking love it. The guidebook in this, it explains what each moon phase represents and the energy it brings, from the full moon to eclipses to supermoon, waxing and waning moons. Like, they literally tell you everything about the cycle, which is really fucking dope because a lot of people, like, even sometimes I get confused on what's going on with the moon. Like, and if you want to learn more about that, we do have a moon magic episode. Like, it was one of our first ones, so go check that out. And sometimes, actually a lot of the time, I don't use the book because the cards, the way, so what it has is, like, it says what cycle of the moon it's in, and then it does, like, a little description on, like, what it's about. And I'm like, that's perfect. I don't need to look at the book because the interpretation is so fucking spot on. And like I've said before, like, even this deck, but, like, all the decks that I'm going to be talking about, for me, they've made me not be afraid of using Oracle or Tarot decks for divination because it can be super intimidating. And Oracle decks, especially this one, with how I'm feeling with, like, the moon's energy, because I am so in tune with that, it makes me feel more assured in my practice on how I see things, that I'm not fucking crazy about what's going on. So, you know, it just, you know, it kind of makes sense. And I, like I said, I always use this during the full and new moons. Just a simple, like, I shuffle it, I see how many just pop out, or I'll just take three. But I've been trying to do a lot of, like, full and new moon circles, like my little coven. And we always use this one. We always use some candle magic, always light something, always got anointing one of our oils going. And that's, like, my go-to. Super simple. And it's just for a beginner that wants to get into Oracle decks and wants to learn more about the moon and Celine, I highly fucking recommend. Like, this is so good. And you could get it anywhere. Like, I think I honestly bought this at Barnes & Noble.
Okay. So this next deck I'm going to be talking about is the Practical Magic Inner Witch Oracle. And this is by Grounded by the Moon on, you know, I think they're Grounded by the Moon on Instagram. And I got this off of Kickstarter. I don't think it's available for, like, regular purchase. So it's really, really special to me. This deck. This deck, if you've been listening for a while, you will know that Practical Magic is my favorite movie. And
is
Practical
it?
Magic, no.
What is that? What movie is that?
What movie is that? Who is in it? Practical Magic from 1998 is my favorite, probably, like, my top favorite movie ever. I can quote the entire movie for you right now. That'll be a different episode. But the book series too, I'm in love with the book series. I just finished actually the latest book in the book series, Book of Magic. So if you haven't checked that out and you're a reader, please do. But this these cards are reflective of both the movies and the books, which is so awesome if you're a fan of the world. It's a deck inspired by love and admiration for the world of practical magic and for empowerment every day in our journeys of self-discovery. So another facet of this deck is that is the Inner Witch Oracle. This deck is so magical. It evokes the same feeling I get actually when I watch the movies or read the books in the series. It like I just this peace like ascends over me. It's like a blanket of peace. It's so deeply and primally feminine. Just the feeling that I get, not necessarily the deck, because the deck is also very masculine. It's this feeling just that when I work with this deck, it's like holding the hands of all the witchy women in my bloodline. It's like, do you remember that? Do you remember that part of the movie when they're all in a circle around Jillian and they're all holding hands and they're all chanting Dite per Dante Maledicam, and they're trying to get the spirit of Jimmy out of her? That's what I feel when I work with this deck. It's so powerful. Let's see, what's the next question? Guidebook. Guidebook. Okay. I have to say, I also didn't mention this, but the cardstock. The cardstock is just so gorgeous. It's like so firm, but it's a little pliable. It is like a rainbow
Oh,
on the side. It's got
I was about
this,
to say it's so iridescent,
yeah, it's
like, oh.
iridescent. Perfect word for it. The fucking guidebook, though. Like the guidebook is so good. First thing I want to say is like it touches my five senses. It smells so good. Like, and this is just like me being a book nerd, but this smells like the books I used to read when I was a child. Like, it has this beautiful, just I don't even know how to describe it, this scent. Like, it's like a library scent. I love it so much. Guidebook does describe aspects of the cards through the lens of practical magic, but it also gives historical perspectives as well. And I just want to like I just right now opened up to Rose.
Of
So
course
very
you did.
quickly, of course I did. When Rose shows up, it is a reminder that you need to be confident and stand strong with pride and determination. It's time to step up and stand firm on the choices that you are making for your life. You know exactly who you are and what you need. Take pride in your actions and beliefs. You need to stay true and believe in yourself. In magic, roses help with protection, love and happiness, and connection to some goddesses. With a variety of colors and connected meanings, this flower is a great universal magical tool. Utilize the power of the rose to help enhance the magic of this card. Carry some in your pocket or use rose water spray on a daily basis. So it does like kind of go into the magic of the aspects of whatever it's calling forth. This deck is very, very dreamy. It's added so much value to my divination practices. It puts me in kind of this fantastical state of mind. It takes me completely away from the stressors of the day, the everyday life. I feel I can honestly be my best self with this deck, like my best self at peak power. I feel like all my dreams can come true when I work with it. And it's just, it has a great history for me. So I first got this deck when I was living in my apartment in South Jersey. It was my first apartment that I got on my own with my partner. So I was very like I was kind of alone. I was alone with myself, calling the shots in my household for the first time. Obviously, I had my partner there, but like I was kind of like at this power level in the household, and I was making decisions in the household. It taught me how magical it is just to be quiet, not to have to voice my feelings to be heard like you typically do when you're living in a household with parents or in-laws. It taught me just how to sit with myself, and I really appreciate that from this deck. All right, favorite spreads for this deck. So this deck comes with spreads like a lot of decks do in the back of the guidebook. It's actually its own card. But one of them is the Inner Witch check-in. And basically, you put out five cards in like a circular format, kind of like the circle that all of the women were in when they were exercising Jillian, basically. So the first one is the heart of the issue. The second is what is blocking me. The third is how to embrace my magic. Four is my answer from the divine. And five is the conclusion and development. So I really, really like that as well. And do I use this deck in tandem with any other divination tools? So I actually use this deck with our practical magic oils. That is like my favorite way to use this deck. I do a lot of meditation when I'm working with this deck and the oils together. It's really peaceful and it's powerful. These three tools together make me feel like I can do anything. So specifically, I use this when I want to work with self-healing, personal power. That's our Jillian oil. When I do want to step into my power and to enhance my psychic development, that is our Sally oil. On top of all of the other associations that are, you know, botanically infused in these oils, that's kind of what we made them for. So obviously it makes me really, really, you know, feel like psychically developed and very, very powerful.
That deck is also very you. They're both you to a T, like to a T. Yes.
Well, that's kind of why we picked these decks, right? Because they're very us.
Yes, exactly. All right. My second one is the Moon Witch Oracle, which is by Cosmic Valeria. And I believe we both have this deck, don't we? Yes, exactly. So this one is by Cosmic Valeria, and I like to think of it as the exploration of divine feminine energy through none other than, once again, the moon. You know, I'm a lunar bitch. That's how it is. So, and discussing like the art about it, oh my God, the colors in this deck is so fucking dope. Its main is like gold, black, green, and pink. And like all of that together is so fucking beautiful. The cards are simple, but not, and tell you straight up what's going on. It's very easy to understand. And this deck, like, oh my God, just while looking at the images, it just makes you think. It just makes you think a lot. And I love how it tells you the theme of the card and then a small description to understand it better, but it still makes you think about it in your own way. It's so fucking good. And this guidebook, I actually do use a lot, because in this deck, there are four different suits, which is like kind of cool. So you have action cards, you have connection cards, insight, and messages cards. And this guidebook really helps you understand the cards that you pull and the meanings for what they want to do or you think about. And they even give you rituals to do, which is so freaking cool. And like, this deck has really helped me go through my hormonal journey, because I mean, a lot of us, like, when you have hormone issues, it really fucks with you hard. And it sucks that you can't really figure it out. And this deck, especially with the colors on it, anytime I'm going through my period or if I'm PMSing really fucking hard, like, I use this deck. I do. And I love doing just a one a day. Like, I do my morning routine. You know, I get up, I do my altar shit, I say hello, like, and I pick that card out, like, getting my period, and I'm going to be using this deck, because, yes, this especially, and I don't know, like, I just really, really love this deck. It's just so beautiful, and I love how so many different things. I especially love the goddess cards in this deck. They're so fucking cool. Like, you need this deck. You need this deck. Also, I really think it's a good deck to use during the springtime, because also the colors, but it brings out that, okay, we've already planted the seeds. So how do we want to get our shit growing? How do we want to grow? And I think this deck too is also really good with like healing and loving yourself, because hormones also, like, that gets in the way a lot of the times because you can't help it. So this is a really dope deck, and the illustrator, the author, she is absolutely amazing. Her Instagrams, oh my God, she has a tub. I remember she has a tub outside, and she does the most amazing bath rituals. If you don't follow her Instagram, you need to.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, have you not seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
She has this giant tub out in the middle of, like, I think she moved, but out in the middle of fucking like her front yard or backyard, and it's just green. And it's massive.
That is my dream.
I know. Okay? Yeah, dude. And like there are always floral petals and fruit and like all this shit. Like, dude, oh my God. Yes. Like, and it totally makes sense with the deck. Like it totally all comes together. So yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. I'm like dreaming of like my dream like outdoor pool.
Right?
Now. Like, but not pool. Maybe like a natural pool or a natural spring, but like my dream like outdoor tub.
Like, what about like a kiddie pool?
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's fine. Any kind of water I can get in.
Yeah.
I love how you talked about the theme of spring, because my last deck is the Seasons of the Witch Beltane Oracle deck. And like we've said before, Beltane, Bieltina, Belton, however you want to pronounce it. This is by Lorraine Anderson and Juliet Diaz. This deck is all about like May Day. It's got this beautiful May Day theme. It's all about the magic of spring and how we can evolve, change, and gain new perspectives as the earth shifts its seasons. You know, it's really got a lot of like beautiful imagery. It's like this kind of painting aspect. It's got, you know, like growth themes. It's got like outdoor, beautiful fairies, like stone circles, bees, animals coming back to life, creation. Like, it's just so stunning. It's done like in a watercolor format as well. I think it's absolutely beautiful. It's also like, it just makes you feel so magical when you work with it. It's like very mystical, but also very visceral. Like I was explaining with like all the, you know, the visions. It's what I like about it is like, it's deeply pagan and authentic. Like you have the Green Man in here. You have like other goddesses that are integrated. You have like the creation aspect. Like I said, you have sun gods. You have morning dew, things like that. So I really like that it's like very deeply ingrained in nature, but also like modern themes in witchcraft, like manifestation. So the guidebook on this deck, it does a very good job of explaining the art. It's very explanatory. The voice it's written with is very self-respecting. It's almost like, I don't want to say intimidating, but it's almost like just see you how you are type of language, you know, very just like, you know, goddess. It's a goddess voice. Like be so bold and true to yourself that you intimidate people, basically. I just fucking adore that. This is a great deck for spring, as I talked about before, when the earth begins to warm, even like through the summer. This deck makes me imagine the sweet scents of spring on the air when you go for like a walk at night and you smell night blooming flowers and things like that. All right, so working with this deck. Now, I wanted to include this deck for a very specific reason. I have not worked with this deck for very long. Gasp. Why would she include a deck that she doesn't have a relationship with? Well, for that very reason, because I don't want to put across this theme that we have to only know our decks as well as we know ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, so important to remember that you're going to bring in new decks into your life, into your practice. Some decks are going to be harder to form a relationship with than others. Some decks you may not even be able to form a relationship with. Some decks you might just not be a fan of, you know, and we have to make space for that. So this deck, I have not worked with this deck for very long. I got it late last year. I didn't even get it during the spring season. So I got it out of season. It was very out of whack. I did have a hard time connecting with it because I was going through a hard time in my life and didn't want to see the spring in my life. But it's stunning and I do want to connect with it, but it is a newer deck for me. Like I said, I've only been working with it for a couple months. This is going to be the first Bieltina, Beltane, May Day, Valpurgisnacht that I am going to be spending with it. And I think it's going to be bringing me to places that I haven't gone before with self-reflection. So I wanted to include that because it's important to remember that like new decks will come into your life and you don't just have to immediately form a relationship with them. You can work towards that.
Oh my God. Absolutely. I also love that like the front of the cards are a moon with bumblebees surrounding it.
Yes,
like,
that's gorgeous. The drippy honey too.
Yes.
So spreads for this deck. So the only time I've been doing spreads with this deck is doing single pulls. And this is something that you've talked about that you'd like to do. You've talked about in the past that you'd like to do daily polls. I guess this makes me a bad witch, but I don't do divination as much as I should. And I think in starting this series, I want to push myself more towards like doing a daily practice of divination, because it is important to help like see through what you're currently challenged with. So I haven't really done a lot of spreads with this deck, and I want to start doing daily spreads and daily pulls, just one pull leading up to spring. And I think I'm going to use this deck for that. So
I love that. Also, that doesn't make you a bad witch.
Thank you.
All. Everyone's practice is totally different. You don't have to do a morning pull or even like a daily pull. You don't have to. It's whatever is calling for you. I just do it because I don't know. My altar is literally right next to my bed. And I'm like, okay, like I'll do that. Why the fuck not? But I don't do it
every
day.
That's a good point. You have your altar is in where you keep your deck and where you pray to your goddess and where you have your sacred space. It's the location is very easy for you to get to do it every day.
Exactly.
I have an altar. My altar room is actually my work office as well. So, you know, I'm usually like beelining it to my computer in the morning, and I don't always make space for that spiritual moment. So I think that's definitely something I need to work towards. I've talked about this before about how I need to work towards that. But I am looking forward to doing daily pulls with this deck. And using it in tandem with other divination tools. So I've talked about how I haven't really used this deck a lot, and I'm forming a relationship with this deck. And if this is something that you're interested in, of how we form relationships with this deck, there's a couple different ways that I do it. Court, I'm sure there's a couple different ways that you do it. We can talk about that. But let us know if that's something you're interested in. I would love to get like a nice rune set for this deck to work in tandem with it. Maybe like amber runes to like go with this theme of like this honey theme. To like maybe do a pull and then maybe do a throw and see what comes up, you know, to like kind of cross-reference what I'm getting a little bit, because sometimes oracle cards can be confusing. So yeah, it's kind of like how I want to approach this deck.
My last one, last but certainly not least, is the Cosmic Guidance Oracle Deck by Annie Tarasova. And this one was actually my first oracle deck I ever got. I love this deck. I use this deck now with a lot of friends, mostly, and it's connecting and trusting your intuition when the universe is throwing a curveball at you. That's like basically how I like to say it. And this is my favorite oracle deck for a reason. The colors, oh my God, it's all purple and black and white and silver. The silver is so like in your face. Like, and honestly, my favorite part of the cards is the front of the cards. It says a great affirmation to say before using them. They're so dreamy and they get you in the right space to use them, which is why like I've been using it for a lot of friends now, because it's easy. It's like super easy to use and it's never wrong. It hasn't been wrong for me. It hasn't been wrong to my friends. Like I bring it to a lot of parties. Like I remember it was one of my friend's birthday parties and it was at the beach. And I literally just used that deck for everyone. And they were like, oh my God, this is so dope. And I would make them say the front affirmation on the front of the card. And it totally got you in the space. And I fucking love this guidebook. It also gives meanings, quotes, symbolism, exercises, and affirmations for each deck. And they have action cards, meaning cards, and message cards. And for each card, they give you a meaning, an exercise, and an affirmation, which is dope as fuck. That's why it's like a perfect way. Also, if you want to start with an oracle deck, because it helps you guide you on what you want to use them for. And this one really made me not be afraid of divination, because it was my first one and I fucking loved it. Like, it's amazing. What have I learned? I mean, like I said, this was my first deck I ever bought for myself, and it's really helped me hone in on my craft, start my spiritual journey, but also has helped a lot of friends realize how magical and spiritual they are, because I've used a lot of them that people are like, I don't know about this. I don't know if I really like divination or like using tarot oracle decks. And after using this deck, they're like, oh, I'm like, yes, exactly. So I love it. And my favorite spreads is whatever my friends want to do. They pull one, they pull as many as they want. But it's just good for anything. You don't need to have a certain pull for this one. Any divination tools, honestly, like, no, I ground them myself. I ground this deck. I really get into that space, especially because it's made for, like, I'm using a lot for my friends. Yes, I'll cleanse it with my incense, but that's kind of it. I've had this for fucking years. So I love this deck. I really do think if you want to start with a deck, this is hands down a great one.
Love that. Yeah, I can really see, like, your connection with your Oracle decks and your tarot decks, your other divination tools, but, like, I feel like Oracle is really, really where you shine.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I think we both, I mean, you taught me. You did my first reading ever, and then automatically I was like, oh my God, what is this? I need this. I need this. I need this in my life. Like, I'll never forget any of our Galentine's days.
Mm-hmm.
You would bring so many fucking decks and we would just go ham. And it was so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like the amount of decks we would just, like, we would literally, like, put like the cards in a circle all around us and just, like, go harder and harder and harder on, like, all the different layers of the decks.
Yeah,
it was really fun. And Oracle decks are just fun. I really like them. They're not intimidating. Mm-hmm. They can be used in a multitude of different ways, whether or not you're just going on intuition, whether or not you're reading the guidebook. You can also learn a lot about, like, symbolism of, like, for example, plants, animals, the moon. Like, you can learn about all these things while you're working with these decks.
Everything.
Really helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. That's our first episode of this series, which thank you for wanting us to do this, because this is going to be a great series. And we really hope you enjoyed this episode, because this is really fucking awesome. You know where to find us: on Instagram, on the website, on the TikTok, on the email. If you want to get into that email, you know where to find us in the shop. Go get those sprays, because we got them sprays. More things are going to be coming out soon. So freaking excited. Sean, anything else?
Do you think that the sprays can be used to before your divination practices to set the space?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of a tie-in here, is that you can use some kind of, like, cleansing agent, be it incense, herb smoke, sound, whatever you want, to, like, set your space before you do divination. And why the fuck not use one of our sprays?
Why the fuck not? So that's why you need to go get it. Because if you need to go get an Oracle deck, get one of these Oracle decks. If you need to get a spray, go get one of our sprays. Why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
Easy.
Yeah. Drink your water, right?
Yes. Drink your water. Cleanse your space. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And have a great rest of your week.
Bye.